All right, I want to greet you all this morning in Jesus' precious name. Glad to be here with you all this morning. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, we come before you this morning and we thank you, Lord, for your goodness and for your mercy. God, we ask your blessing upon this time together. Lord, we ask your blessing on your word, Father, that you would help us hear it, be faithful to it, Lord. Fill us with your spirit. Give us wisdom. Again, we thank you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. All right. Let's open to John chapter 15. John chapter 15, verse 12. We're going to start reading this morning. This is my commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you slaves, for the slave does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you that you would go and bear fruit, and that your fruit would remain, so that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, that you love one another. Okay. What I want to talk about is this. A couple of times he mentions about a friend. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. And then, you are my friends if you do what I've commanded you. There's probably nothing more valuable to us in this world than friends. Sometimes it's something we take kind of lightly. Sometimes we don't even think about it. But being a friend, having friends, it's a great blessing. Jesus has offered himself to us, not as just a master over us or a Lord, but he's offered himself to us as a friend. And just like this song talks about that we sang, what a friend we have in Jesus. And oftentimes we forget that. We just take it for granted, like we do friends sometimes. That's just part of us. The way we do things, we forget about friends. We forget about Jesus. That he's there. And that is one of the characteristics of a friend. Is someone that's there. They might not always be in your sight. They might not always be in your face. They might not always be there every time you think you need it, but they're there. Most of the time, whenever we think they're not there, is because we're off somewhere else, or we're not thinking right. Just like with Jesus. Whenever this song, what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. And it says in verse 2, have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. And then, are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. This is a reminder. Often, that's the last place we go. We often just neglect him so much. And then it's the last place we go. Why are we cumbered with a load of care? It says in one of the verses. Take it to the Lord in prayer. He's there. He's faithful. We'll never find a better friend. We'll never have a better friend. One of reading in the old, or in the early Christians, one of the martyrs, they tried to get him to denounce the Lord and offer sacrifice or offer a blessing to another god. And they just asked him, just renounce the Lord. And he just said, why would I do that? He's never done anything to me but good. He's been my friend, basically, is what he's saying. And I'm not going to turn my back on him. And that's an example of someone that had a friend in Jesus. We all have a friend in Jesus, if we will remember it. We're blessed with that. He's the friend to the whole world. No matter how he's treated, no matter how he's spoken against, he's there, waiting till we return. Think of the father that his son went away, asked for all the money, and he took his father's money and he went into a world and he squandered everything that he had. And then sitting in a pig pen, the Bible says he came to himself. Often thought of that, he came to himself. He woke up. All of the time before, he didn't know who he was. But then in that pig pen, he came to himself. Reality set in. And the reality was that he had a father. He remembered his father. And he said, I'll rise up out of this pig pen and go back to my father. And I'll just be a servant if I have to. But he went back. And there his father saw him from a long ways off. And he went running towards him. His father was a friend to him. And though his friend, the son, had gone away and forsaken him, done him wrong, when the boy came to himself, he knew there was some place he could go. And he knew that his father would welcome him back into his home again, just like he did. That's a picture of a friend. Friend isn't someone that's just there with the good times. And then when all the laughs start, they just walk away. And you can't depend on them. Friend is someone that even after you've done them wrong, even after you've spoke evil of them, even after you've robbed from them even, or done whatever you want to, when they come back, he'll be there waiting for them. Being a friend. You know, the Bible says if a man wants many friends, he must show himself friendly. We think of that as a big smile and a handshake all the time, you know, or just being friendly, waving to everybody. We think of that. And that's part of it. Got to be open to inviting ourselves to be a friend to other people. And that's what that does whenever we just smile at someone or always there, friend with a friendly smile, a kind word. There's an old kind of a cowboy saying that kind word and a cool drink of water. That's just hard to beat. That's one of the pleasures, one of the nice things in life. It's a kind word and a cool drink of water. Things that are overlooked and taken for granted. But they're so inviting. And that's as we open ourselves to the availability of being a friend by smiling, saying kind words to people, just a friendly demeanor. We open ourselves, we open the door to the world to invite them in to a closer friendship. But the real depth of that is how deep that goes after that. A lot of people are pretty nice, but then when you get close to them, boy, they don't want to be very close to anybody. They don't really want you very close. But we can open ourselves, and by opening ourselves, we open ourselves to, just like with anything else, when you open yourselves to someone else, you're opening yourself to pain. You're opening yourself to an opportunity, a chance of being hurt. Many people just don't want that, so they just close themselves off. They don't open themselves to being a friend because they really don't want to get that close to anybody for fear of being hurt. It takes chance to love. It takes chance. It takes vulnerability to be a friend. But a friend will keep being a friend even after they've been hurt, even after they've been taken advantage of. They'll still be there. That's what Jesus did. That's what Jesus is. We've all taken advantage of him. We've hurt him. We've done him wrong. We've broke his heart. But he's there. He's always there. More sure than anything in this world, he's there. Ready to be a friend. It's just what a friend we have in Jesus. Just unbounding, unending, what a friend. Unexplainable friend we have in Jesus. And he just tells us, bring us your troubles, bring us your trials. Give them to him. This one verse, it says, oh, what peace we often forfeit. Another said, we should never be discouraged. We have a friend. You know, whenever you get feeling like nobody cares, you're all alone, we have a friend. We have a friend in Jesus. And you and I can strive to be a friend like Jesus is. To always be there. You know, there's lots of people that have done us wrong. Lots of people that have said things. Lots of people. I don't know how many times I've, through my life, just something went wrong. Somebody did wrong. And sometimes you just got to kind of do like the Father. You just got to go on with your life. You can't just crawl into a hole because your son ran away. You just got to go on with life. You can't let it burden you down because someone else made a wrong choice. You can't be angry because someone else made a wrong choice. You can't hold a grudge because someone made a wrong choice. You got to dust yourself off, get up, and go again. Just go on with life. And then when the boy comes home, you see the young man walking home. There's no thought of, boy, he did me wrong. I just don't. He's probably here to do it again. No, that isn't what you think. Just like the Father. He thought, there he is. What can I do to welcome him? And he ran, welcomed him home. Forgiveness, mercy, kindness. Because you're a friend. It's not about him. It's about who we are. It's about who a friend is. It's about like who Jesus is. A friend, greater love has no one than this, that one would lay down his life for his friends. If there's anything God has called us to do in this world, it's to be a friend. The Bible talks of a friend. It says a friend sticketh closer than a brother. Like I said, it doesn't mean that, oh, we just hang out all the time. It doesn't mean that we're just all about the good times and we're there whenever it's all fun. Friend is there all the time, just like Jesus. Sometimes you never see him. You know, when you think of your friends, sometimes if we just would take time to just think of our friends, somebody that's just going to be there for me. We find encouragement. We find strength. May we just be those friends like Jesus was a friend. Dependable. Always there. May not always say the right thing. May not always do the right thing. But they're there. Through thick and thin. I want to just read this verse again, this psalm. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. You know, there's the remedy for peace and rest. Being discouraged, give it to the Lord in prayer. When we give it to him in prayer, we don't have it anymore. A lot of times we'll just throw a prayer up real quick and then just hang on with dear life to what we just sent. But if we give it to him, we let loose of our hold, then we can have peace and rest and comfort. We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge, take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there. What a blessing that we have this precious, valuable friend that we often forsake and often forget. It's a resource that's unlimited. Sometimes we go around starving to death because we don't just access this friend that's right in front of us. Sometimes we're hungry and thirsty in life when we have this resource right beside us. We have a friend. We have a friend in Jesus. And as we learn to love this friend, we can be one right here in this world. We can show this kind of friendship to those around us. We can be there. We can be the light of the world. We can remind people. You know, it isn't always easy. being a friend. The man came in the middle of the night, begged bread for the man from the man, and he didn't want to get out of bed and disturb his children, but he finally did. You know, being a friend isn't always the very thing we want to do. Sometimes we have to be persuaded just a little bit to realize what we ought to do. But we'll get there. We'll get through there. Being a friend is just, like I said, sometimes we need a little push. But a friend will get there. They'll be there. What a friend we have in Jesus. May the Lord add his blessings. Anyone have anything you'd like to share?
Appreciate what you said about there at the end there about as we learn to love this friend, learn to be a friend, and also thought about as we learn to be, let ourselves be loved.
Mm-hmm.
We can learn to let others love us.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people want to be a prophet or really tell it how it is, but until you're a friend, none of that matters. I mean, some people say, well, it's love just to jump down somebody's throat and show them where they're wrong. But love always costs something. You know, we can go to a stranger and just be all over them. But it hadn't cost us anything. Anyway. All right. Anybody else?
It's a reminder that sometimes it seems that it is a last resort that we do sometimes to go to them. A reminder that we should be that way.
Amen.
Bye. free will.